If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think that Logan Paul kid is onto something.
Oh, boy.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. So Logan Paul challenged every NFL player.
Every and any
to get in the ring with him, and he will beat them to a pulp for $1 million.
Now WWE says, oh, Logan, you can't do that. You're under contract with us. So he gets back online. He's like, you're lucky.
This is
you're lucky that they're stopping me.
This is the equivalent of, hold me back, bro.
Hold me back. Hold me back. That's exactly what they're doing.
So in much the same vein, I'm going to throw it out there that I would get in the ring with anybody in Rochester media.
Hold me back.
Anybody.
Anybody?
Anybody.
You're getting in with Matt Malloy?
All right, I'm going to take a few names off the list. People that cannot get in the ring with me.
Yeah, Matt.
Because they would
totally
pound me into the ground. Matt Malloy is jacked. No. Yeah. You know who else is jacked that people don't know? Marty from 13 Way.
Marty Snyder,
yes.
Meteorologist.
Jacked.
Yeah, underneath that jacket.
I do not want to take
like
a punch from either
of them. Is he like
a
Superman Clark Kent?
Yes.
He's like all buttoned up and then boom.
Yes.
Like the Incredible Hulk. When
I'm going to give you a wild card.
Okay.
John DiTullio. I don't want to get in a ring with him either.
No? Does he box?
I don't know, but he works out. He's in good shape for a guy his age.
We want people who don't work out.
Doesn't Duffy box? Are you getting in with him?
See,
okay, I'm going to pass on Duffy.
Who's
anybody
left?
Else?
Okay. Who's left? Dan Schreck?
How about
need to pick somebody your own size.
I would crush Dan Schreck. Are you kidding me?
I would crush Dan
Schreck. How about in this
Dan
building?
Schreck.
How about in this building?
Well, Tommy, you got that.
Well, Tommy, that's a... Please.
Oh, okay. I could fight Tommy.
Hold on. We'll get to that. Who else? Down the hall. You got Moose?
Moose.
I think I could take Moose.
Why do you... He's half our age, isn't he? I don't know.
He's
he dresses
42.
Like he is. Oh, okay. Well, maybe he's slower than you think. You might be able to take Moose.
Spizzano? I think I could take Spizzano.
I don't know.
I mean, we're both old.
Yeah.
So we would have that. We'd have to have a rule in there where we'd have to sit down.
At what point is there elder abuse?
Who else we got? We got Berkeley Breen.
Oh, I would take Berkeley.
Adam Chodak.
I would pound Adam Chodak into the ground.
Oh my
this is so
God.
Aggressive. James Gilbert.
I don't know who that is.
He's a meteorologist on News 8.
Billy, I can't think of anyone that you could beat, that you could fight and beat. We're naming Adam Chodak.
We just gave you the whole list in the building. Duffy, I would pass on Duffy. He's trained.
So far we've got Dan Schreck.
Yeah.
You know what? While he's going to be like...
Dan Schreck, yes!
You're going to be like, you want some of this? You want some of this? He's going to be like, actually,
it's
the correct
you
grammar,
want.
You need to enunciate.
Oh, y'all are in a heap of trouble now.
Ain't nobody in trouble. Look, we threw down the gauntlet here a couple minutes ago. First off, Jake Paul has challenged anybody in the NFL to a boxing match.
Yeah.
So I just suggested that there are some people in Rochester media I could probably take.
Yeah, some people. You just like checked off the first five people we suggested.
There's a
Matt
handful
Malloy.
That I wouldn't want to get in the ring with because they would definitely win.
It's more than a handful.
It's not it's some.
You want to fight it's all some. The people that Hope said she could beat. Well, like Moose down the hall.
I could totally take Moose.
How would you beat Moose?
Well, Moose's pants are like so low all the time. Just like quickly like pull,
pants
push, up. Punch.
Pull.
Pull, push, punch.
Tommy, he's another one. He's like barely half my size.
Yeah.
I just got to breathe and he'll blow over. And then I think I could take Scott Pisano. All I got to do is knock off his glasses and his hearing aids. He won't know where
my
I am.
God. Wow.
Knock out his hearing aids.
So are there any women in Rochester media that you would get in the ring with?
No.
What about me?
I'm not taking you. You're bigger
Why?
Than me.
I'm not
you're
bigger
you're
than
taller
you.
Than me.
But she's got Hornell in her. You know what she would do?
You
got
mean?
A little West Side in you. You're hauling furniture off the side of the road and putting your car on your own. You're definitely stronger than me.
Yeah.
I don't think so, you guys.
You're the type that...
I've never punched anybody in my life.
Doesn't mean there's a first time for
but
everything.
But I've dreamed about it a lot.
Hope would
you literally
you
talk about wanting to punch me in the face all the time. Why would I choose to start a fight?
Hope would hit you once. You'd go down. And as you're down there, you would pick up a handful of dirt and throw it in her face.
For sure.
And then get all Hornell on her.
Yeah. The street rules.
Exactly.
Street rules.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Who else would you...
I'm not fighting Breezy. She goes to boot camp all the time.
Oh, yeah.
She'd look at me wrong and I'd just be down.
Sandy Waters?
No. Would not touch Sandy Waters.
She's too nice.
Well, yeah. I feel like she'd come at you like you wouldn't expect it, and then her nails would be like clawing your face. She'd like jump on my back and be like punching me. Like
Stacy Penn.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
No, she was an Olympian.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
She's a sleeper because she looks all petite and nice and quiet. And then she, you know,
and Nikki,
professional athlete under there.
Nikki Rudd does nothing but work out when she's not at work. So,
yeah, I'm not taking Nikki
don't
Rudd.
Don't get in the ring with Nikki either.
God, I don't know you two. I don't know that there's many left that you two could do this whole.
Challenge you, except for you.
You know what, though?
You.
All of this, it doesn't even matter because our contract clearly states, and I hope I haven't seen yours, but I think yours probably does, too.
You can't fight
that
your coworkers.
We can't get in the ring because this is the moneymaker up here.
The moneymaker for radio, where they all see our faces all the time.
Look, don't bring logic into this.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Natalie writes in, my husband recently spent $1,000 on a professional course he says will improve his skills and make him more valuable at work. But he didn't discuss it with me first. We're not in a crisis, but money is tight enough right now that a purchase like that definitely affects our budget. He sees it as an investment in our future and thinks I should be as supportive. But I feel blindsided that he made a four-figure decision without even looping me in. I'm not against him growing professionally. I just thought big expenses were something we agreed to talk about. Am I being controlling for expecting a conversation first, or is this a basic respect issue in a marriage?
This is tough.
That depends if they've had that conversation in the past that we need to discuss big, you know, expenditures, then yes, it is sort of a red flag.
I don't think so. I don't know. When it comes to marriage and money, I think because I was married later after I'd already, I mean, Steve and I still have separate bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like we know we're on the same page with things, but I have a problem with the whole asking permission for anyone to spend money.
Could you go buy a car today?
I've gone and bought a car.
Okay.
Before. So especially if it's something for work, but I get it. Like, I know.
I think I would have, if that were me in that situation, at the minimum, I would have said, hey, I'm going to take this course. It's going to be a grand.
Yeah.
I'm not asking permission. I'm just
telling you.
Letting you know.
Okay.
That if you're looking at the account and there's $1,000 missing, I'm not in Vegas. It was a professional investment in my career.
It goes towards the career.
Right.
All right. Is this controlling or is this just basic respect in a marriage? 252-WBEE-252-9233.
The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, Natalie writes in, my husband recently spent $1,000 on a professional course he says will improve his skills and make him more valuable at work. But he didn't discuss it with me first. We're not in a crisis, but money is tight enough right now that a purchase like this definitely affects our budget. He sees it as an investment to our future and thinks I should be supportive, but I feel blindsided that he made a four-figure decision without even looping me in. I'm not against him growing professionally, I just thought big expenses were something we agreed to talk about. Am I being controlling for expecting a conversation first, or is this basic respect issue in a marriage? 252-WBEE-252-9233.
And, well, text messages coming in. I'd say basic respect, anything 300 plus deserves a mention of purchase. So not necessarily
like, I think that's permission. Relative to your income. Because if you make $500,000 a year, $300 is nothing. If you make $50,000 a year, $300 is a pile of money. Another texter says, my husband bought a $20,000 snowmobile for next year with no discussion.
Oh.
My wife bought a boat in almost the same price range, no discussion.
So, I mean, it's not like it doesn't happen, and it's not like it's going to end a marriage.
Well, I asked this person, I texted back, I said, is that cool with you? And her response was like, look, we have two kids, we're paycheck to paycheck. In his career, he can work overtime to help pay for it, and he works hard to support us. So she's saying, I want him to be happy. So as long as you're not digging into the mortgage money, at the end of the day, I think you're all right. Some other texters. Yep.
I see both sides. I will say that my ex-husband and I had one major fight when we were married after I bought a $2,000 knife set without a discussion. That's not why we divorced, though, and I still have the knives 26 years later.
Wow.
What the heck are those knives made out of? Wow. And if they were $2,000 26 years ago,
how
much is that now? That's a set of knives right there. All right. Text coming in. In my house, anything over $100 requires a board meeting at the kitchen table. Another person says, if he's hiding $1,000 for this, what else is he hiding?
This texter, why exactly does he need $1,000 professional development? YouTube is free.
There's some professional development things.
I wonder
that you
if
can
it's
take.
Like a certification.
Could be.
Can't
could
you write
be.
That off?
Maybe.
Well, I guess it depends
you're
on
itemized.
His taxes.
Yeah. I don't know. I side different than the jury, though. And this is the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
It looks to me like the court of public opinion doesn't exactly agree with me, which is I don't want to ask permission for anything. However, the court says we really should have a discussion before spending anything.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.